a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 15th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got several really good things to talk about in regard to empowering people's health, great stories. But the biggest breakthrough of all time is the rumor that I heard that you went and bought some clothes.
Yeah, I did. I went and bought big boy clothes. I hadn't done that in a while.
When was a while? How long?
When I bought a complete outfit, it's probably been 15 years.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Has the sizes changed in 15 years?
No, thank you to mind your own affairs. Oh.
You're acting like a lady now. Stop it.
Quit asking me what I weigh and how old I am. Yeah, well, I mean, you hadn't done it in a while.
I have never asked you how much you weigh, but I am kind of curious.
Oh, I weigh 222 pounds.
Do you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't mind a bit. Yeah, when I went and fought a couple years ago, I was 216. My goal is to get down to 212.
What does your son weigh?
He weighs about 195. When I played rugby, I was 210. So 210 and 212, I would love, if anybody wants to help me get there, I would love to get there because that's a great weight for me. I'm a little heavy right now.
Well, that's always possible. You know, we have things at Nutrition World that might help Clint Powell.
Yeah, I just got to get the discipline. It's that whole diet, man. I do better for 2 or 3 days, and then next thing you know, I go off on the deep end and find those chips and dip again. I'm in trouble. The clothes thing went nice, and it'll all work out, so.
Well, super, super.
Thanks. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, I noticed a picture of you with, it looked like you were kind of
in pain.
Kind of like the suit had shrunk on you or something.
I constipated a little bit, maybe. You never know. You never know. It's the way it looked.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up constipation because I have a lot of notes and I did not have that note on today's show. But did you see that there's going to be a shortage of Miralax, which is what this country relies on to poop? Well, Miralax is propylene glycol, which is extremely, to me, a very toxic chemical, and it causes your bowels to retain fluid and moisture so that it makes everyone poop, and I don't care how bad off you are. There is a place for that, people who are doing opiates and other drugs. But the fact that there's going to be a shortage is panicking people, and I don't blame them. Are there other alternatives? Yes, there are. Magnesium oxide works at high doses, which high dose is 500, 700 milligrams, to keep moisture in the gut. Much healthier. Magnesium has many health purposes, so you can always rely on nature to help you. The thing is, and most people in the health profession say, oh, Miralax is not addictive. If you take it for a month, let them take it for a month and then see what happens.
What's the ingredients in it?
Propylene glycol is an ingredient, but Miralax is the brand name.
Propylene
glycol. It's actually one molecule away from antifreeze. That doesn't mean it's antifreeze, but it is so close to very strong chemicals.
I'm just trying to see what all it's in.
Well, it's in some foods. It's approved, and of course it is. That doesn't mean it's safe. Yeah,
especially in the United States. We've learned that.
I want to brag. Nutrition World had the most customers just about 4 days ago we've ever had in 44 years. We had 437 from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., and that is about the capacity of our parking lot and our staff, and my staff did amazing. Scott is a real leader in that whole area of our success, and we are just thrilled to death that people are really embracing more and more with their own health. Fantastic.
Hey, real quick, you want to hear what uses it has?
Yeah.
Propylene glycol is used to make other glycols and polyester resins as a solvent in pharmaceuticals, in brakes and hydraulic fluids, antifreezes, flavorings, perfumes, and foods.
There we go. I'd want there some antifreeze. I knew I was deficient in antifreeze fluid.
No, don't take that.
That's why I'm low on antifreeze. That's why I get so cold in the winter, because it's starting to freeze up.
Right.
Dang gum. I'm glad we figured that out.
Now you've got me reading it, but keep going.
Okay. Got to talk about Stephanie Carter real quick, massage therapist at Nutrition World. And I went and had a massage kind of on a whim about 4 weeks ago. Absolutely magical hands. I've rarely seen anybody that has like the passion knack. Now, we've got many good massage therapists at Nutrition World. Have them. We got two or three always at one time. This girl just happens to be really, I think, dialed into my type of muscular structure and the issues that I have. Still haven't fully recovered in the legs from my 3.5 years with not hips working. Mm-hmm. My hips are great. Thank you, Dr. Higgins. But my legs are still recovering. And I hit the heavy bag yesterday. I got those gloves
good for
in.
You.
I bought some 10-ounce. That's all I got, 10-ounce boxing gloves. And the issue is not the upper body. It's the footwork.
Yeah,
the footwork.
And I'm turning slow. Your hips. Well, you'll get it back.
Turning the hips better. It's the daggum. I'm just slow on that. Lightness of my feet is not there yet.
It'll come back.
But let's talk about Stephanie real quick. You had a massage last week. What was your rating of her?
I actually had one as we're recording this a couple of days ago. If you're listening to it, like you said, a couple of weeks. I've said this to you a little bit before a couple of weeks before I went and got the massage. If you're going to give me a massage, I'm not a just rub tickle guy. I like to feel like something is getting moved and, you know, manipulated. Mm-hmm. And man, she was spot on, asked all the right questions, talked when she was supposed to. Mm-hmm. She was silent when I was making those weird sleep noises, like, you know. And there were certain areas she found, and she was like, hey, I hate to ask you this, but I'm going to stay here a minute because this is bad. And I'm like, stay there. And it was fantastic. I felt great. Already scheduled my next appointment. And I suggest anybody that goes, I need a good massage, and I can't get any, go hook up with Stephanie. She's great.
Not only the need for a massage, not only the desire for one, but the fact that it's therapeutic. It just can be a healing modality that is pretty darn unequaled in its field. And her phone number is 423-702-1554.
Yeah,
I got
great.
A interesting little, how my brain just kind of pops little ideas out when I live life and I watch how the world is operating. And this is going to be a really odd question. It's not even a question to you, Clint. I want your feedback on this. I'm 66. I remember being in high school and college, mm-hmm. being in the police department and going through the academy, mm-hmm. being at the YMCA. You and I have been in so many gyms, we probably couldn't even count the number.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel like the self-esteem of men, due to multiple reasons, is decreasing significantly. One of which, as we know, research is the testosterone levels have plummeted over the past 15 years. But I'm at Crunch Fitness. I'm also at Gold's Gym. I've not thought of this till this morning. And don't make any sly comment about this, please. But every day I take a shower. I don't take a long time. It takes me about 6 minutes. I'm pretty quick. I go in there with my workout shorts on, my towel, my flip-flops. I'm not going to walk on any floor because it's full of fungus and nasty, and it's really awful. I can't believe guys do that and women. But when I get done, I hold the towel in front of me. I walk out to my locker. I put the towel on the floor, and I put my underwear on. Not one single man so far that I have seen, they all get dressed in the shower. They get dressed. They put on their shoes, their socks, their pants, their underwear, mm-hmm. maybe not a shirt. The people didn't used to do that, did they?
No, but I'm going to give you, no, they didn't.
Okay.
And there's a fine line,
okay,
though, because I've also been in locker rooms where men are way too comfortable just walking around naked.
Absolutely.
I'm fine with you're walking from the shower to go to the locker, that, been there, done that, not worried about it.
Yep.
But when you put your leg up on the arm of the chair while you read the newspaper and go, hey, dude, how's the wife and kids? I don't know, dude. Put the, twig and berries away and we'll talk for the love of Pete, man. This is not a socialized club.
I agree.
There is a fine line.
There is.
Yes.
But that is one out of many hundreds. I just am concerned that there's not any, there's just not much bravery with men anymore.
Yeah.
Because there's, even in the world of men, they're worried so much about, being put down or being judged and being in a sensitive place.
Yeah.
I guess it comes with age. I just care less and less about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we covered the topic of men showering in the gym.
Yeah.
Okay? I can chalk that one off.
Yeah.
I want to talk about
glad we did it early in the show, too, so all the people that didn't want to listen are gone now. So stay tuned, everybody else. We got some good stuff coming up, we promise.
Hey, the upcoming guests, I got three guests coming over the next 3 weeks that I'm really excited about. Okay. One is Dr. Red, R-E-D-D.
Yeah.
Magical man, again, like I talked about Stephanie with magical hands. Dr. Red has magical hands for surgery.
Yeah.
And he owns Quick Surge, the only physician in the country, he says, that has this modality, which is cash only. You go in, you need anything cut off. You literally are there, what, 20 to 30 minutes.
I've used them on your recommendations.
Yep. Yeah. And as we age, we're kind of like, you know, all the pets I used to have that get little knots and knobs and this and that.
Stuff.
It's just stuff starting to poke out. Well, it's you go to a dermatologist, you are in a nightmare because it's going to take forever to get there. They're going to probably see you, reschedule, won't do it the day you go. It's all hoopla, much of it. Dr. Red is so get to the chase, get it over with, move out, test for pathology if you need to. He's going to be on the show. Also, Jason Smith, is that mm-hmm. Jason Smith? Amazing hero from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And he had a bomb went off and he lost his legs. Mm-hmm. And he competed in a Olympics in Germany just about 2 months ago and won 3 gold medals.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be coming in. Just a huge, first off, a phenomenally fit to a level that's incredible. And obviously mentally and spiritually fit to a level that's incredible.
I was lucky to have him on the podcast. And so he's a, like you said, he's a hero, but he's also just a really good guy.
He sure is. Next is we're going to have Tyrone. I met him through Scott the other day. Tyrone's a gentleman. He's, I think Scott said, a college wrestler. He was very fit, and he took a COVID shot, and his life has not been the same. He lost, I think he said, 50 pounds in a matter of only weeks. Ooh. He had the same thing that many, many, many young people have with a COVID shot, which was the myocarditis and I think some blood clotting, but we'll talk to him about that. Of course, he will never take another COVID shot. And I told him in person, I said, I am not against all COVID shots. I think if you have two or more risk factors and you're not going or can't do something about them, it is going to lower the risk of death. But it also, you always weigh risk against benefit. And last, I just spoke to a gentleman from the Stretch Zone.
Right.
The Stretch Zone is a franchise company. It's in Chattanooga. And they use these belts and different techniques to really stretch the body in ways that obviously certainly shouldn't hurt you. We're going to probably have him on the show and offer some free coupons for that.
I would love that. And I've said this before when I've had my other podcast, and I've said it to you. I used to be super flexible. I mean, up until my mid-30s, even late 30s.
Really?
Oh, I could do stretch. I could do splits. I could do toe touches and jump. I could jump. I mean, I was very, very... But the thing I lost somewhere in my 40s was my flexibility, which we all do. Somebody asked me the other day, what are the things you wish you'd have kept doing? Well, I kept kind of lifting the whole time, even though I might have gained weight from time to time. I was still lifting. So I didn't lose that. The thing that I lost that I wish I had been more intentional about was stretching and leg work. Those are the two things. Stretching to me is the biggest one. Mm-hmm. If you lose your mobility, you lose your – you don't know how relative it is to your balance.
No, you don't.
I mean,
and
it's
again,
unbelievable.
The book that I always rave about, which is Outlived by Dr. Peter Attia, he talks so intimately and deeply about the research that's backing up the loss of balance and flexibility as we age is such a risk factor to our quality of life and also our morbidity. Because
yep.
once you fall and you break a hip, you have about a 50% chance in 2 years of not being here if things go sour. And it is... The thing is, he calls it a centenarian decathlon. We need to put together a program, a plan, and plans are what produce results. Where you don't just have hope as your plan. You have, and you put yourself around people who are your team, and you learn. And I used to say this all the time. I think you remember, Clint, is my old saying was, the world is separated into two different classes of people. Learners and non-learners. Mm-hmm. The non-learners are going to lose as they age. There's no other way around it. I don't care if you're a billionaire in a mansion. If you're not willing to learn how to better take care of yourself past 40, you are going to crash one way or the other.
Absolutely.
Will.
Absolutely. This doesn't, you don't, you know, I tell my kids this all the time. You can be in great shape. It does. It's not on autopilot.
Yes.
The terrain changes. You can stay at the same altitude, but you're going to be at a different place. This when you get, you know, 1,000 miles down the road.
And I know we're running out of time on the first segment, but I did have to run by the airport last week to see the plane that ran off the end of the runway. Did you see that?
Was that the FedEx or the
UPS? FedEx. I went and took pictures of it. It really kind of scary to me, just being a pilot, but the whole rear end was completely down on the concrete. And the second they hit the runway, it was metal against concrete.
Did you see the video?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it looks like fireworks, man.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. I'll show it to you when we do during the
Ooh.
Break.
Ooh, how sneaky.
That'd be a great name for a podcast, During the Break Podcast.com.
You actually act like you know something about podcasts.
I do. A little bit.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. I've got several pages of very health-related notes coming up. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And tell people about your podcast, please, Clint.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have several. DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, conversations with interesting people from around this area, around the country, around the world. DaveFirePodcast.com, Dawson Wheeler, the founder of Rock Creek Outfitters. We talk about adventure in the great outdoors. Crimecast, co-hosted by me, with me and David Roddy, the former Chattanooga police chief, all about policing, cold cases, infamous cases, all that. And then I have Of By and For the People with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham, where we talk politics and constitution.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And we're in a world where we have access to so much valuable information if we push the right buttons.
Well, and just real quick, this show comes out as a podcast every week, too, on Tuesdays. You can find it at the Vital Health Radio download on your favorite podcast platform.
Perfect. In fact, I just did that on Spotify because I want to kind of revisit just for a second the actual September 24th show with Josh Porter. And also we had, I think, Dr. Colleen Smith, the veterinarian, the holistic veterinarian. But I'm so deeply involved in the drug rapamycin that Josh and I spoke about.
You look younger today.
Thank you, Clint.
You're welcome.
Man, what did I do? I got
isn't that what whatever that stupid drug does?
Because rapamycin.
Rapamycin.
Yes. Well, yes, and I actually, there are some parts of me that feel younger. It may be placebo. We're not going to talk about, oh, Clint just put his headset down. He's, well, hey, come back, brother.
Right.
He's afraid I'm going to say something that's sketchy, and I'm not going to go there.
Good.
There are parts to me that feel healthier.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
Just leave it at that.
Right.
One of them is my skin, actually.
So, okay. Great.
So I want people to go back if they want to learn about the number most exciting anti-aging product that's ever been heavily researched and reproducible in every study. It's called rapamycin. It is prescription. Nutrition World does not sell it, but I am here to empower people whether we make a penny or we don't.
Right.
And I'm taking it once a week. I'm now up to 4 milligrams. When we did the show, I talked about going to 3, but I, after digging in deep in the research, 4 seems to be kind of the sweet spot.
So, and this is all joking aside, you feel better? And I don't want to go down that road. I mean, but you see things, you feel things differently, or has it not been that long yet?
It hasn't been long enough for me to judge it.
Gotcha.
But the thing is, there's a couple functions in my body that I think that I'm seeing some positive, and I'm not a placebo guy after taking, and I've kind of guessed at how many pills I've taken. I don't think I'm quite at 1 million yet. I was kind of estimating about 800,000 nutritional supplements over my life. So I've been the world's worst about placebo, believing it's going to work, thinking it is, then it fades away. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
After all these pills.
I was going to ask, what is the time frame? Do you give another month, another 2 months?
As
what
I
do
spoke,
you think?
As I spoke on my podcast with Josh,
uh-huh,
is if we had a pill that made us one day younger, how long would it be before I could feel a difference?
Uh-huh.
It would be some time. Not so sure how and this is working for humans. We know on dogs, on worms, on rats, on mice, all that it works very well on. I just have a very good intuitive sense with some small amounts of improvements that is going to be my lifelong drug. It will be.
Is our last question on this. I'm intrigued by when you try new stuff like this. And I know there are, but are side effects?
Yeah, there is. And it's actually the number one side effect is a canker sore. So people who get those, it's not pleasant, but it does
but
happen.
But no heart attacks or nothing like that?
Extremely high level of safety ratio.
Okay. Wow.
It is an amazing drug.
Give Josh over to Optimize You a call and see if it's a good fit. Maybe it is, maybe it's not.
And go back to the September 27th on Spotify or Apple or any of the podcast and listen to that 14-minute conversation. We do have a health fair at Nutrition World on November 11th. 50-plus vendors are coming. We have a food truck. We have all kind of interesting people that will be there setting up to, again, not to sell things, is to educate, empower people for their own future life, for themselves and their loved ones. So I just keep repeating our focus, our mission statement is that.
Right.
And I just think that it's very important that people understand that not everybody's out there just to make a buck. Because I know if I can help people's health, the bucks will come rolling in as they need to.
And I hate to say this, but and you can correct me in real time, but one of the vitamins that I take that you talk about being so essential is vitamin D. And I've always been like, well, I got to come get vitamin D. And you're like, man, thank you. But there are other brands that are good to take. You can find at other stores.
Yes.
And so that's when you start saying stuff like that about something that everyone hears about and is could kind of be a money generator, then that lets you know that, you know, we're not in it to the money. Go get your vitamin D. We'd like you to get it from Nutrition World.
Absolutely.
But
if
get
not,
it's somewhere.
And we give it away free to healthcare workers, policemen, firemen, and school teachers.
There you go.
And so, and my billboard on French fries saying that it's the number one world's most unhealthy food has done quite well because I did some Instagrams that actually had the science behind why is French fries so toxic. And again, the amount of chemicals that have to be sprayed on potatoes, the farmers have to stay out of the field for over 5 days because of the toxicity and the fact that it's cooked in seed oils. What are seed oils? Canola, safflower, vegetable oils. Absolutely horrendously.
Guess who got Burger King today, but no fries?
Good for you.
And I just had the meat and half a bun.
Yep.
So it's not great. But I could not get back to my house to get my pre-prepared meal. I don't have anything cool in my car to keep it cold. So I said, you know what? No fries today and only half the bread.
That's
there you
exactly
go.
Perfect.
Not best, but better.
Hey, we don't have to be perfect. We can't be.
Right.
So it's not even a matter of can we? We can't be. I love that. I love that. There was I talk about creating a team. The team is those people that you daily or every few days kind of knock on their door and listen to what they have to say. One of them is Gary Vee. I love Gary Vee. He's a businessman, and he has these little quick Instagrams that have some very kind of sometimes brutal common sense, which I love, brutal common sense. But one of them is Natural Nurse Mama. She's a parent of children, and she's also a nurse practitioner and very, very skilled in the area of healing. Healing's different than treating. Mm-hmm. But she said this to parents, stop giving your power to parent away. I love this. Stop giving your power to parent away. Don't give your power to parent away to the media, to the entertainment industry. Their goal is to entertain and entice your child to come back, not to raise your child. Don't give your power to parent away to the food industry that intentionally puts ingredients in foods that make the consumer wanting more and more. Their goal is not to raise a healthy child, but to make your child want more of their food. We are living in, at least nutritionally, somewhat of a corrupt system, and we have to be the protector for our children and ourselves.
Well, when you have a system, to go back and reference The Matrix, the movie, when you have a system that is dependent on me being the consumer, the battery of the system, then it's inherently in its self-interest to create me and grow me as a battery.
I like that.
Right. So once I'm a fully mature battery, they then can draw from me my money, my healthcare, my opinions, the click here's, the follow the mantras, whatever it is. So they have to convince me that, you know, and just look at the McDonald's menu and the size portions back in the 70s compared to what it is now. Slowly, the creep of more and more and more and more has just infiltrated our thought. And so they got to have batteries. They got to raise batteries.
That is such a good way to analogy for the system that's out. And we have
well, it
to
feeds
be aware.
Off of. We are the energy. If we we quit buying Cokes, Coke's out of business. If we quit taking the drugs, if we quit eating all the fries, and they ask us why, and on the and I hate to say this, and we say, well, you got too many ingredients. We don't trust what you're cooking it in. They'll either change it or go out of business, or it'll the market says someone will start something that will take its place. So it's we're the ones that complain about the world we live in, but we don't change our decisions. That's just us. That's human nature's.
And we vote with, and biggest vote we have is with our dollar bill. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
And in Europe, they cannot sell the foods that we sell here that no one even questions because the people there won't buy it.
What frustrates me, well, and so I was going to take that a different way. In Europe, they won't allow a lot of those chemicals to be added legally. You can't add some of those things. Well, but isn't it weird that we are come from America? We want fewer laws, supposedly, right? We want less laws, less restrictions. But we won't vote. We won't vote with our dollar. What's actually best for us? So if we open it up and go, okay, it's a wild, wild west. Put whatever you want in the food. We will go spend money for it.
We
and
will.
And then we always well, it's the marketplace. Well, I get it, but man,
no, you are so much right because the people in Europe who visit Nutrition World, which is not uncommon at all. I love talking to people from Germany and many countries, and they all are like shaking their head at us.
Oh, yeah.
Because they say they won't buy it over there. It's just not only because it's not legally allowed. They know the value of more to the earth foods and ingredients. Even if it's a Coca-Cola, let's use sugar.
And it all tastes different.
It tastes different, but not bad in any way. Let's make Fruit Loops with actually beet to color it red instead of red dye number 40, which has so many health concerns, including hyperactivity.
Listen, you go back to look at what our ancestors ate, and they would think what we're eating now would taste like crap. We would think what they're eating tastes like crap. So it's not so much that it tastes good or bad, and of course I know it's all relative, but it's not that it tastes good or bad. It doesn't taste good or bad for what time we live in, and why are we eating it? If you're eating to feel good, which sometimes you should, but if that's the purpose of eating, then I really don't care what you put in my food. If I'm eating to survive and to build a healthy life and enjoy everything outside the food, then I care what you put in my food, right? And that to me is a big difference. Why do we eat? And in the world we live in now, everything's centered around food. Thank goodness we're coming to Thanksgiving, though. I'm starving now.
You have made me famished.
I got to be honest with you. I live in America. I can't wait to go buy something with 48 ingredients that I probably do not need because I am starving right now, right this minute.
Well, hunger is a powerful influence. Hunger, the need for sex, hunger, and sex. Those are powerful influences. Oh, I said that twice. I don't know why I did that. Hey, let's get back to Dr. Red.
I'm looking at the surgeon.
I know, he's turned completely
I'm shunning you, sir. You're shunned.
Dr. Red, again, I'll mention him. The biggest part of probably his practice is skin cancers.
Yes.
We're all going to get them if we get up to our age. But here's a study, niacinamide and skin cancer. I've been following these studies for probably 10 years about niacinamide. It's a B vitamin called niacinamide and skin cancer. 2015 study used 386 participants who had two or more non-melanoma skin cancers in the past 5 years. They were divided into two groups. The treatment group received 500 milligrams of niacinamide for 12 months, while the control received the placebo. Guess what? At 12 months, the rate of skin cancers in the treatment group was 23% lower than the controls and 30% lower for the rate of new squamous cell carcinomas. We've got basal cell, squamous cell, and those are the two ones that we have. And squamous is a little bit more aggressive than basal.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one basal cell in my life. I've had other things that we thought were, and none of the pathology reports showed anything, because I started taking niacinamide on the very first time when I was married then, but I had a one on my nose, and I had pretty big surgery on it to remove the basal cell. And I don't know. Niacinamide is cheap. It's safe. No,
is it in a normal multivitamin?
But the study did 500 milligrams. Your normal multiple will have 50 milligrams. And after reviewing this study again.
So what do you take every day?
I've been taking about 250 milligrams, and I'm doubling it since I reviewed this study. I do my pills for a whole week, and so I've gone up to the 500 milligram dose level. So that's interesting. And it's, so, you know, again, do you think the people who are cutting all these skin cancers out actually want a decrease of business by 23%? No, you're not going to probably hear this at the physician's office. And it's not their fault. It's the system's fault, their fault.
Right.
It just truly, truly is. And interesting, I came across this research from Korea that compared lavender oil from essential oils, a quality brand, not the ones you find at the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
It affects hair growth, very similar in the results as Rogaine, which is the over-the-counter, was used to be pharmaceutical. So that was pretty interesting, because it increased the number of hair follicles. So I don't know if there's any hope left for you.
No, there's none.
No hope. Okay.
I got a couple follicles, and they're really tired. I'm follicle free.
Your follicles are passing away.
Oh, yeah. Let go.
Want to remind people, again, it's on Vital Health Radio's Facebook. You can get 4 free COVID test kits if you want to do that, and I think it's not unwise to do that. The test kits, even though they're out of date, they say they're good for 2 years past that. That's what the government says. Probably that's true. And secondly, is even with the new versions of COVID, they're all exactly, the test kits can still test for all of those. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty cool to know. I actually ordered them. I did that almost 2 weeks ago and have not received my kits yet.
So. Well, here's why I like that you're saying that, because there's a lot of people that hear your take on this and mine the last 2 or 3 years, and they would say things like, oh, he's a denier. And no one's ever denied that COVID is real. Mm-hmm. No one that I know. So the fact that you're getting tests lets people know it's a real thing.
Yep.
Now, is it the real thing that we were told it is? All that, exactly. That's a different story. But the fact that you've got the test, I think, is a good thing for the community. Thank
and
you.
Anybody who's had COVID knows it's a
very real
thing.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt. Now, how we name it, how we explain the mechanisms,
the politics behind it are silly.
Different.
Yeah.
But there is some little substance that we cannot see with our eyeball that is making us feel very sickly for about a week.
Right.
There is no doubt about it. Had it 3 times. And I'm glad that I was nutritionally replete during all of those, because that's what allowed me to recover so freaking fast. And the only reason I want the test kit so I don't infect someone else.
That's it. It's called being a good person.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yeah. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, more notes on how to empower you and your family for better health. That as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, let's see, Clint Powell.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just getting my drink.
It took me about 4 months to not say Dr. Green.
You did. It did. I kept, and I never complained.
You are a good soul. You are a professional good soul.
We should get him back on here.
Yes. I just don't know if he can get away from work on a Thursday, but let's throw the offer out.
He's full.
Yeah. He's wide open, runs wide open like I do all the time.
Absolutely.
Clint just said a bad word in between the show about my iPhone. I have a new iPhone 15, and he said some things I can't repeat. But it's interesting. I just learned this this morning. Mm-hmm. On my iPhone 15, if you turn, you have a button on there you can push that if they will notify you if you've been around people with COVID. Okay. That is pretty strong. And then secondly, when I first got it, I didn't have a case.
Right.
And when I picked it up, it's always warm to very warm to the back. I am very, very cautious about EMFs, electromagnetic fields. And the real truth is I've kind of let that fall to the wayside just a little bit. I want to bring EMFs back up because it is connected. It's correlated with additional brain tumors and perhaps things where if you carry it in your pocket for men, the prostate issue, women who carry it near their breast or, you know, in their bra could be the breast issues. This is kind of like the story of the amalgam mercury fillings. What's happened with mercury is they're slowly being removed totally under secrecy almost. We're not going to say we're moving it because it's dangerous because too much controversy. I don't know what they'll do about EMFs, but science about technology, they can figure out how to do it and block the EMFs. I guarantee you that. But I'm very concerned. So I always have an EMF blocking case. I don't have it yet, but it's made by Safe Sleeve. And I really highly recommend anyone to carry their cell phone to buy a Safe Sleeve on the internet for your phone.
Safe Sleeve. So like a phone condom. Safe Sleeve.
You are so nasty.
Well, I got to be honest with you, though. You took that. You started off being a little judgmental with your iPhone talk and Apple talk, and then you turned it into a health conversation, which I'm very proud of you. But just, I don't want you to understand that those of us who are Android users, who are good, solid American, salt of the earth, foundationally, we are the practical thinkers of the world. We noticed your little judgmental comment there about your Apple, and all we can say is, now that your charging cord fits, doesn't really work though, does it? Didn't work on your phone, did it?
It didn't, but there's reasons why.
Yeah, the reasons are people that run Apple are evil people. That is, they are, they're narcissist. I don't like those people. I don't like people that make Apple. I refuse to change.
It's like drugs. It's risk against benefit. Guess what? The day my grandson was born, I knew that my stupid little dinky videos that looked like something from my high school days would be on there with my grandkids. No, I'm going to have fabulous videos. Yeah. I make videos, good videos from every aspect of life.
Whatever.
And they're Hollywood levels.
Okay.
Yours are grammar school levels.
That's not true. It's not true. You know, the same people make the same cameras.
Look, when I saw your freaking boxing video, if you had done that with an iPhone, it would have made
that
listen,
you were watching it on an inferior product. Those videos were
if that was done with an iPhone, they would have made a movie of you, Clint.
No,
they would have made a secondary Rocky, but since you did it on Android, it went po-dunk.
It's called The Slow White Ghost is what that movie would have been called.
White Ghost.
That's exactly what it would have been called. But anyway, back to health talk, sir.
Absolutely. I want to talk about an issue that people don't recognize. We can't be worried, and I'm not talking about being worried. It's being informed so you make good decisions.
Okay.
FDA expert Stephen Shapiro has been noting the seriousness of Amazon frauds with supplements. There's a company called Fungi Perfect that makes amazing products with mushrooms. Now Foods is a family-owned operation that makes a very wide range of quality products. And what these people are doing is I don't think I have the name of the person doing it, but what they're doing is they're selling through Amazon as though they're a company, and they're selling counterfeit products made to the public, making the public believe they were purchasing from the national company. It mimicked the supplement products packaging. And what they did was they put ingredients instead of the real stuff. They put cinnamon and sugar to make it look like the real supplements, which means it cost them about a quarter, 25 cents for a product that would have cost $15 to $20. And they probably sold it for half price, made a lot of money. Amazon does try. I will give them credit. They have stepped up the plate better than they ever used to. It's not enough. It can't be enough. Purchase from people either directly from the company or purchase it from stores that know their business.
I was going to ask you a quick question. Yeah. This is something I did not know till recently, and I think I remembered it back in COVID, but it kind of went off my radar screen. If I shop at Nutrition World and spend, what's the minimum I spend for free shipping?
$25.
There you go. So if there's these products you know you take, and I'll tell you what I'm getting ready to start using it for. I confirmed my daughter's address at college. Now she's got two products she's out of. She ran out of yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now she's coming in town for fall break. But if she wasn't, and from now on, I'm just going to get them shipped to her.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, at first after COVID and all this ship to and deliver to, and I was like, really? But when I had my hip replacement and I had food delivered to my house in about 35 minutes.
Light bulb moment, yeah.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's really, if I value my time, then there's nothing wrong with paying $8 for food if it takes me out of running the roads.
Well, and to me, though, on the supplement side, I think it's a great thing. If I know there are five or six supplements I take very consistently, then I can do those online. It's when there's new product, I have new questions, there's something I want to try, maybe I want to try something different. Then I can come by, I can talk with a consultant, but that's kind of what I like it for.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to institute a new program on the online ordering that looks very promising in 4 weeks that we can use DoorDash, $7 per order, and we can ship you 50 pounds of dog food.
Wow.
We can't do any of that now.
Wow.
So we're hoping to partner up with that. Another study that busted the cholesterol myth. I am torn both ways because Dr. Peter Attia, I really respect his research. He feels that the lipoprotein A and ApoB, which are part of the cholesterol family, is probably the reason for all of our plaque. I don't completely agree because he's not looking at things like gut health, inflammation, fibrinogen, all the things that we really test for at Nutrition World and empower people. But So I'm still kind of have two fingers on the cholesterol theory as being somewhat valid.
Okay.
But the international team of 17 experts analyzed the results from three large reviews by statin advocates. The three studies attempted to validate the current belief that statin treatment helps cardiovascular disease. Specifically, the authors found there's no association between the degree of atherosclerosis, which is the plaque,
right,
severity. Total cholesterol levels are generally not predictive of risk of heart disease. In many studies, the LDL, supposed bad guy, was not associated with heart disease in a large U.S.-based study of 140,000 patients. Adults over the age of 60 with high levels of LDL generally lived longer. I am so torn because of the I don't say the corruption directly, but the manipulation of studies in order to promote a product is widespread and epidemic and always has been.
Well, and once the studies come out, it's not just a matter of learning new things, it's a matter of unlearning the old things, which is the harder, I think, of the two.
Much harder.
It's way harder for me to unlearn something that I've built some beliefs around than it is to learn new stuff.
And while statin supporters claim that the drug is safe and effective, research has uncovered multiple side effects, some a few, which are deadly, not many, but UTIs, dizziness, distortion of sense of taste with a statin, headache, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, and pancreatitis. And of course, abnormal liver function, which is the most common, and hyperglycemia, which is a high blood sugar, and weight gain. Joint pain, pain in the extremities, which is the second most common, and that is something that will pretty much devastate your life, because if your muscles hurt all the time, as my hip did for so long, you and I both know, Clint, it takes a toll on us mentally and physically. It just does.
I actually think over time, your body, it's not easy, but your body learns how to compensate with or live with pain. And it can be detrimental, it can be horrible, but mentally is where I think the wear down really happens. I think the mental side of pain is I think the most devastating, because that's when you give up. You don't give up. Your body doesn't give up. Mm-hmm. Your brain does.
Bingo.
I'm not saying at death that's not true. I'm just saying my mind decides to sit down so I don't hurt instead of fixing the problem.
I love that. And I did learn some great lessons from the chronic pain, which is more of a meditative approach to softening within that rather than constricting within pain. And that's a practice. It is a practice. Because the more we constrict, the more we are going to have more difficulties, because constriction, whether it be mentally or physically, will cause us to have more of the angst and the anger and the frustration and the anxiety.
Well, and it changes how you think about yourself, too. It changes how you think about life. You start saying yes and no to things that become so secondary that once you become healthy again, you forget you can say yes to stuff now. I mean, I found that along the way that I lived in so much pain and comes and goes in some stuff I have. I find myself in a period and I go, why am I not doing that anymore? Oh, it's because I said no to it for 2 years.
There you go.
And I should be saying yes to that now. I said no to that then, and I had a decent reason, I thought. But now I don't. And it's just training my brain.
There was something that I really haven't talked about to, I don't know if anyone, actually. So this will be the first time I will admit to this. You know, 3.5 years of learning to hobble, learning to get on curbs without falling down, using a cane, coming to peace with so much of that, and then finally figuring out, okay, this is what's wrong with me, and it's not bad health, it's really bad just equipment within me that can be fixed.
Right.
New tires can be put on the car, and with a good front end alignment. But you know, once I had that, within 1 week, I actually had a fear of getting well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Because I had put my whole life, surrounded it with a whole new program, kind of like a computer program, of there's certain things I can't do anymore, and no one can make me, and I can use it as an excuse. Not that I'm a weenie, and I wasn't whining about not doing, but it scared me in a certain way. Did you feel that?
I have shut down so many things in my life based off that. Most of it is centered around physical pain, one way or the other, or physical ailments that affect you mentally. And as you start coming out of it, I think a lot of people suffer from that after COVID. I think a lot of people for 2 years got so used to living in fear that when they said they could go back out, they were terrified of being healthy and good being around point. People. I think a lot of that's a big deal. I think some people still live in it, and I understand it. If you're mm-hmm. open to getting sick easy, but I think a lot of Americans, a lot of people around the world said no to things based off fear for so long. When they said the fear is no longer there, the monster's been mm-hmm. tamed, there's still a lot of people that said, why am I saying no to that now?
Yes.
The reason, air quote, reason's mm-hmm. been removed, and yet I am still saying no. I need to slow down and investigate why I would limit myself mm-hmm. now that they're saying that's just not a legitimate reason anymore.
Yeah, because I used it a little bit as a crutch as I started recovering. I didn't realize that. But I had no choice because the body wouldn't move.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, so now I can actually walk places, and if somebody's car's broke down, I might be able to help them change a tire, and I can do it. Wow, I couldn't do any of that before. I could just say no. Now I have to say yes.
And I hate to say this, but no's very. I like no's.
Oh, no's are healthy.
They're healthy, I'm the last 6 months. I'm trying to come out. I built. That's a whole nother podcast. I built an invisible room that I lived in. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get out of that room.
Nose? Is that what you're saying?
All I said.
Yep. Well, I know you did.
And I still say no a lot. And I like no's a lot.
I can tell.
Like my room.
I can tell, though, you're saying no less. I can tell that.
Well, yeah. At some point in time, people say why, and my why doesn't make sense anymore. When you say something out loud, if it mm-hmm. doesn't make sense, you're either forced to continue to believe it and say, I don't know why anymore, I'm just going to believe it, or you're forced to examine and go, maybe I'm saying why for a wrong or an old reason.
I love that.
Yeah.
Good.
And
I guarantee you that there's some people who are connecting with this conversation we're having. And like
what's
you
right
said with
health?
COVID.
Yeah. I mean.
And I didn't use it intentional as a crutch, but it did become one.
But health is way more than your blood pressure and cholesterol. Those are nothing but lagging indicators.
Uh-huh.
All they'll tell me is what you've been doing. They're not going to tell me what you're doing now currently. So.
Bingo. All right, my brother, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a short little end segment. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and I found a little story from Katharine Hepburn that I really like, and she was certainly a very strong-voiced woman.
Yep.
I'm sick and, I will say, GD tired of excuses for things, lives, actions, emotions. Own yourself. Take responsibility. The learning curve is apparently gone, and everything now is either entirely down to the gutter or shooting for the stars. You're either a winner or a loser. This is nonsense. You are a doer. You're a worker. Make the mistakes and put yourself on the line over and over. Make yourself into someone who matters. And you do this with your heart and your brain and your skin and your energy. And you show up for others, and your word is your bond. I'm really tired of victims of ambition, particularly when there are people who need our help in serious times of peril. Lead butt. There's a lot of lead butt in the world, and I'm sick of it. Katharine Hepburn. Woo!
She's one of my favorite actresses. God, yeah. I loved her.
And wise. Those are some wise words.
Very wise, yeah.
One of the more popular products at Nutritional right now is our local honey. It comes from Harrison Bay, 20 miles from here.
I need some.
And I'm eating the one with the comb. You certainly don't have to have that. Some people don't like the comb. It is taste-wise, and I'm not saying it because we sell it. It's one of the best honeys I've ever had.
I put it in my coffee. I bet I go and buy the local. It says it's local to this region from the store, but I bet it's not.
Local could be pretty good distance away.
I'd rather have the stuff you have right here that's right around us. It's great.
Because that may help stimulate our own immune system to be less tolerant of the allergens that are going on. And I actually, Dr. Saladino, spelled like salad, I-N-O on Instagram. He's one of my team members, I call him. And he talks about his diet is very carnivore-based, but he uses honey every day and really fills with some great value in that. I'm kind of a low-carber, so I don't use a whole lot, but I love it on Need Love's English muffin, toasted hard with some organic butter. And he calls butter a health food. And I love it because he goes to grocery stores kind of like I do. In fact, Cody and I went to Walmart just yesterday, and we did four videos. And I actually found two products that were made me very impressed. And they're at Walmart's on the store shelf. One of them was for children. Actually, two of them was for children. And one of them had ingredients to help their memory and their ADD. And I was freaking impressed. So that is on Instagram. And I think people will be happy to see that.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.